ஓம் பிரம்மானந்தம் பரமசுகதம் கேவலம் ஞானமூர்த்திம் த்வந்த்வாதீதம் ககனசத்ருஷம் தத்வமஸ்யாதிலக்ஷ்யம் ஏகம் நித்யம் விமலமச்சலம் சர்வதீ சாட்சிபூதம் பாவாதீதம் த்ரிகுணரஹிதம் சத்குரும் தம் நமாமி. We are seeing Dakshinamurti Stotram and we have seen the first verse. And before we go to the second verse, I wanted to remind you a few things what we have already seen. As said, the first three verses of Dakshinamurti Stotram unfold the Tattvamasi Mahavakya meaning. And in Mahavakyam, there are so many Mahavakyams, but this particular Mahavakyam is in the form of Upadeshaha. Upadeshaha means the teaching. The teacher tells the student, Tattvam Asi, you are the whole, you are that Brahman, the reality. Therefore, it's called Upadeshavakyam. Upadeshavakyam. Tattvam Asi Mahavakyam is Upadeshavakyam. You all know very well, a Mahavakyam is a statement which reveals the identity between you, the individual, and the Lord, the whole. And here, the words of these three words, Tvam as a second person singular pronoun, it stands for you, the individual, every one of us. And Tat stands for the Lord, the whole. Tatpada Arthaha. Tatpada Arthaha is the Lord. Twampada Arthaha is the individual. And Tatpada Twampada Aikya Pratipadaka Shabdaha. The identity between the oneness of Aikyam. Tatpada Twampada Aikyam, isn't it? The identity between the meaning Tatpada and Twampada is revealed by the word Asi. The oneness of the Lakshyartha, the implied meaning of Tat and Twam, isn't it? Is established by the word Asi. The equation is made possible by the word Asi. And I said the first verse deals with the Tvam Pada Lakshyartha only. So we don't need to worry about the word Tat Pada Lakshyartha and Asi Pada Lakshyartha. We don't need to see. We have to see only the Tvam Pada Lakshyartha. Tvam Pada Lakshyartha means what? The implied meaning of the word Tvam. You is mainly taken for discussion in this first verse. How? He doesn't give directly. He talks of who is in Tvam Pada Lakshyartha, who is the implied meaning, what is the implied meaning of the word Tvam, isn't it? Here, who is referred to is an individual, isn't it? Tvam is equal to an individual here. And an individual means Who is an individual? Before Jnanam, there is an individual. After Jnanam also, there is an individual. Same individual is there after Jnanam also. Before Jnanam, how the individual is said in the first two lines. And after Jnanam, how this individual is also said in the third line. So here if you see, it's a one long sentence. First verse is one long sentence. And we will break that one long sentence into many small sentences. You have to say, Vishwam Asti. Say now.
Vishwam Asti.
Vishwam. Darpana.
Drishyamana.
Nagari. Iva Asti.
Iva Asti.
Isn't it? Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Iva Vishwam Asti. That is, we saw the first sentence, isn't it? Vishwam asti, the universe is. Which universe here had understand? The universe which is experienced in the waking state. The universe is experienced in the waking state. The waking universe, isn't it? The universe. Jagrat avasthayam, you know, avastha vishwam. The vishwam, the universe which is experienced in the waking state is what? Vishwam. That is the vishwam asti. And that vishwam, how is it? Darpana drishyamana nagari iva asti. This universe is like, this universe is like what? Like the universe or the city reflected in the mirror. This universe is like the city reflected in the mirror. First sentence. Then, Vishwam, Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam. So, the darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam Vishwam asti. Say now. Darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam vishwam asti. What does it mean? The vishwam, this prapanchaha, is like, similar to the city which is reflected in the mirror. Darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam vishwam asti. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam nijantargatam. So here nija antaha gatam, nija antargatam, if you spit what do you get? Nija antaha gatam nijantargatam. Nijantargatam is what now? Which is in one's own self, which is within oneself, isn't it? So here, pashyan, say now, pashyan. Now you have to say, nija antargatam, say now,
nija antargatam.
Vishwam,
vishwam,
pashyati. Make it, pashyan, make it as pashyati. Nija antargatam, vishwam pashyati.
Vishwam pashyati.
So one sees this universe which is within oneself. Nija antargatam vishwam pashyati. Where does one see the world? One sees the world. There is a world. And this, I mean, there is a universe. Where is this universe? This universe, how is this universe? This universe is like the city reflected in the mirror. And this universe one sees. One sees where? In oneself, within oneself. Antargatam pashyati. And nija antargatam vishwam is pashyati. But even though the universe is in oneself, universe is in within oneself, but how does one see this universe? Nija antargatam vishwam. One sees the universe within oneself, but how does it appear for him? Even though he sees the vishwam in within himself, it appears as though it is outside of him, isn't it? So, bahihi udbhutam iva, say now, asti. This, okay, vishwam, say now, bahihi
udbhutam
iva asti. Very important. Vishwam bahihi
udbhutam
iva asti. Iva means what? As though. As though. Like. This universe appears. Udbhutam iva means what? As though created. Udbhutam means what? Created. Iva means like. Bahihi means outside. Bahihi. So you should, by the time I finish Dakshinamurti Stotram, I'll see you all really learn Sanskrit words. There's no way. Bahihi udbhutam iva asti. Vishwam, say now.
Vishwam.
Bahihi. Shulagalaru. Bahihi udbhutam iva asti. This universe appears as though created outside, as though it is outside. Where is this universe? Antargatam Vishwam Pashyati, but Bahihi Udbhutam Iva Asti. Say no? Bahihi Udbhutam Iva Asti. Who is this person who sees this universe? Now, Vishwam Asti. Vishwam, the Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Tulyam Asti. This universe is like the city reflected in the mirror. And this universe, the Jivaha Pashyati, isn't it? How does he, where does he see it? Antargatam Vishwam Pashyati, isn't it? He sees the universe within in oneself. Where Atmani in himself. Antargatam Vishwam, the universe which is within himself, he sees in himself. Atmani Pashyati. Antargatam Vishwam Atmani Pashyati. So now, Antargatam Vishwam Atmani Pashyati. Tanakkul irukkindra ulagathai thaan thannilaye paarkiraan. He sees the universe within himself, he sees in himself. But, Iva, Bahihi Udbhutam Iva Asti, but it appears as though it is created outside, as though it is outside. Isn't it? Why is it happening? This is the, okay, this is the Jiva. Who is this Jiva? Isn't it? This Jiva is Ajnani. Ajnani Jivaha. Ajnani Jivaha sees this universe within himself. What is within himself? Universe which is within himself. Sees within himself. But it appears as though it is outside of him. Isn't it? And then this universe also is like what? Like the mirror, city reflected in the mirror. Why does he see it like outside of him? Even though the universe is within himself, he sees within himself, but it appears as though it is outside. Why? Nidraya. Say no? Nidraya. Nidra is sleep. And Nidraya by sleep. By sleep. And here you have to remember the example. In here, the teacher, by using the word Nidra, Adishankara Bhagavat Padaha is bringing to our understanding, reminding us of our own Swapna Drishtantaha, so example of your dream world. When you are Nidraya, there you have to understand this much. When you are in sleep, you dream the dream universe. And this dream universe is not outside of you, not even inside of you. The whole dream universe is the thought which is you, isn't it? You are, the whole dream universe is what now? Is not outside of you. It is very you, isn't it? The dream universe is you. But as long as you are in dream, how does it look? It looks as though the dream prapancha is very much real. As long as you remain in dream, the dream prapancha appears very much real. Not only it appears real, it looks as though it is created outside of you. In dreaming, when you are in dream, the dream experience, you don't see it is out inside you. It is outside of you. Isn't it? Outside means you are only sleeping in the bed, in a small room. But you, there you see space, you see dream space, dream time, dream airport, dream car, dream road, you go, even then we should not miss the flight, you are in a hurry, the whole dream is there, you go to the airport, you check in, you give your passport, everything in dream, okay? And then you take your luggage, you check in luggage and go there, and then sit in the lounge, thank God, we have not missed it, somehow we made it. The gate, And sitting there in lounge or about to board the flight, you feel so relaxed and you wake up. Why? Only thing you didn't, or you fly also sometimes. Isn't that? And you land and you wake up sometimes. It may happen. So then, everything is outside, isn't it? Where is the airport? Where is the flight? Where is the, where are the people? Where are the luggages you checked in? Where is the road which you are going? Where is the car? Isn't it? You are sitting and you are driving. Where is driving? Who is driving? Everything is what now? Outside. Isn't it? When? In dream. The two factors. The dream prapanchaha appears to be real. The dream prapanchaha appears as though it is outside. You know very well the dream prapanchaha is not outside you. The dream prapanchaha is not real. It is mithya. To know that, if you are sleeping, you can't know. You have to wake up from sleep. On waking up from sleep only, you understand the dream prapanchaha is not real. The dream prapancha is not outside you. The dream prapancha is you. Isn't it? For which you have to wake up from sleep. Similarly, this jivaha also, you have to see the here now. The whole prapanchaha, this jagrat prapanchaha, in the same way, you have to understand, in the same way, the whole jagrat prapanchaha is like what now? Like the city reflected in the mirror. Who is the adhishtanam for this reflected city? Mirror. Similarly, you, what is a Tvampada Lakshyartaha? The consciousness. In the Vedantic parlance, Tvam is equal to consciousness. It is not actually a normal meaning, isn't it? So when you, in day-to-day conversation, in empirically you mean the body mansions complex, it's a literal meaning vachyartaha. But what is absolute meaning of the word you? The I is equal to pure consciousness. So you are pure consciousness, and this whole Vishwam Jagrat Prapanchaha is where now? It exists where now? In this consciousness only. So this mirror is the support substratum for the reflected city. Mirror is the satyam reality. This reflected city is mithya. This mirror is what now? Asangaha, untouched by all that is happening in the reflected city. The mirror is what now? Sarvagataha, sarvagatam, isn't it? All pervasive of the whole reflected city. And the mirror is what now? Non-dual, only, isn't it? Mirror is one non-dual reality. The whole reflected city, the city has no independent existence outside of the reflect mirror. Just example, you have to imagine a big mirror which is reflecting the city. So here I told you many things. The five features of the mirror, you have to remember the five features. Mirror has what? Mirror is the substratum. Mirror is substratum, means mirror is the support and substratum for the reflected city. And mirror does not depend upon the reflected city, where the reflected city has no existence independent of the mirror. Therefore, mirror is the satyam, the true reality. Because mirror is self-existent, mirror is existent independently, mirror is the satyam, the reality, isn't it, of the reflected city. Check feature number two. Third feature, mirror is what now? Asangam, darpanaha, asangaha. The mirror is not touched or tainted by the whatever is happening in the reflected city. The real city, don't talk about the real city now. We have to think only about the reflected city. The reflected city, so many things may be happening. Those things which are happening, the mirror only reflects what is happening there. Isn't it? And this doesn't affect the mirror in any way. Therefore, mirror is also what now? Untouched, untainted, unafflicted by the reflected city. The mirror says, asangaha. Isn't it? And then I said one more thing, sarvagatam, the whole reflected city is completely pervaded by what now? The mirror. Whichever part is reflected, that is covered by mirror. Therefore, sarvagatam. And we say, the city and the things in the city are many, countable, so many, but the mirror is what now? Even though they are countable, so many things, they do not have independent existence. Isn't it? You see so many things happening in the reflection, the reflected city. But all those things, even though there are so many things happening and you can count what are all happening, you can count how many people are there, how many things are there, but all those manyness, isn't it, many things cannot be counted as second thing. Why? Because they do not have independent existence. If you remove the mirror, the whole reflection will disappear. Therefore, it does not have independent existence. It cannot be counted as a second thing. It doesn't have countability. Therefore, we say anything, the reflected city and many things which are part of the reflected city, all of them should be considered as what now? Mithya. They should not be counted as second thing. Countability is not there because they do not have independent existence. They are as good as non-existent. Because in the absence of mirror, they do not exist. Isn't it? Therefore, we say, mirror alone is satyam. Mirror is satyam. Mirror is non-dual. Mirror is non-dual reality. If you take the whole reflected city and the mirror, you have to say mirror is the non-dual reality. With reference to the reflected city. Is it clear now? This is the five features I told you last class. Now, this same five features should be applied to what now? Vaker. You say vaker is the substratum for the dream world. vaker is the substratum for the dream world. Where is the dream world? The vaker must be there. Then waker alone can fall asleep. Then waker alone, what now? After falling asleep, he can dream. Isn't it? For waker is the substratum for the dream world. Without waker, there cannot be sleep. Without sleep, there can't be dream. Without dream, there can't be... Is it clear now? For waker is the support, adhishtanam for the dream world. And waker exists independent of the dream world. Even when the dream is not there, waker continues to exist. Whereas the dream world cannot exist independent of the waker. Therefore, waker is satyam, dream world is mithya. Then we say, this whatever is happening in the dream world, all sorts of pains and pleasures, and the pains and pleasures one experience, the dream pain, dream pleasures one experience in dream world, isn't it, do not really affect the waker. Therefore, waker also is what now? Asangaha, unaffected by the dream world. And this whole dream world being just a thought in the mind, it is pervaded by the waker. Waker pervades the dream world. Then the waker, as long as he is in dream, the dream world is outside, the dream world is real, and the dream things are so many, dream people are so many, dream pains are many, dream pleasures are many, so many, whole dream prapancha is a big samsara, another samsara, another, isn't it, one finishes abala prarabdha, isn't it, one has some punyam, one really has to enjoy big lottery. But he has only how long he should enjoy that big, okay, 1 million pounds one should enjoy. And how long he has a time only for a momentary. Momentarily one has the paradha to enjoy what now? One has the paradha to enjoy 1 million pounds momentarily. So how can he have that 1 million pounds he can enjoy momentarily? Only in dream it is possible. In dream, this person can win a lottery and he can enjoy that, it's gone. The dream, suppose the person has to go and live in a prison, imprisonment, paradha, some abala paradha. In dream, he doesn't go in real life. In dream, one can go to prison and come back. The pain, isn't it? So in dream, one can enjoy anything momentarily. What one has to experience momentarily, isn't it? With a short time. Shortest time, isn't it? The dream is very, very short. You know that? The dream, what to see the dream, the whole dream is for a very, very, very short time. Not very long. It looks as though you wake up whole night to dream to think. That's not true. It looks as though, very short. Anyway, what I want to say here, once you wake up from sleep, you alone are. Therefore, waker is non-dual. Non-dual means what? The dream, prapanchaha, is non-separate, inseparable from the waker. Therefore, dream, because the dream prapancha does not have independent existence, it cannot be counted as a second thing. It doesn't have the countability. Therefore, what is there on waking up is only the waker. On waking up, what is there is only the waker. Isn't it? Therefore, waker is non-dual. Advaya also. So now you know, Shankara Acharya presents two illustrations, two examples he gives very beautifully. One is what now? Darpana Nagari example. Another one is what now? Swapna Nagari example. Swapna Nagaram or Swapna Nagari example. So for Darpana Nagaram, Darpana is the Adhishtanam. For Swapna Nagaram, Waker is the Adhishtanam. Isn't it? So even though nothing is outside of oneself, the dream world is not outside of oneself, the dream world is not real, it appears real, it is appears as though it is outside of the waker, as long as one is in sleep. Is it clear? Similarly, here we should know. Nidraya, we have come to Nidraya. This waker sees this whole waking prapancha also. This waking prapancha also, the jivaha, the individual, who is in reality the pure consciousness. Isn't it? The whole prapancha is actually where darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam. This whole prapancha, this waking, the jagrat prapancha also is similar to the city which is reflected in the mirror, which is similar to the dream world which is within oneself, but which appears as though it is outside because of what now? The dream world appears as though outside because of nidra. So also, this whole prapancha also, even though it is within, the jagrat prapancha is not outside of you. How does it appear now? Jagrat prapancha seems to be outside of you. Isn't it? Is outside you or what? It is very much outside of you. It looks as though it is outside you. And jagrat prapancha is not only mithya, it is not satyam, real, but it appears as though it is real. Why? He says, mayaya. Say now, mayaya. Mayaya. Maya means, here means what? Here Maya means avidya nidra. You know very well there is Maya, Vikshepa Shakti operates, Jagat becomes thrown out, then Avarna Shakti starts operating at the individual. Avarna Shakti covers the difference between what now? Atma, the Chaitanyam, and Anatma inside. And outside also it covers the difference, isn't it? So what he says here, Mayaya means by the sleep of ignorance. Maya avidyaya nidraya. Avidya nidraya, by the sleep of ignorance, he sees this whole prapancha which is actually in himself. He sees within himself, but it appears as though it is outside. It appears as though it is real. Why? You do not know you, the consciousness, or the satyam. You are the adhishtanam. You, the consciousness, or the adhishtanam. You, the consciousness, or what now? You are the satyam. You are the asangaha. Tvam Atma, Chaitanyam, Brahma, you are Satyam, you are Asanga Atma, you are Satya Atma, you are Adhishtana Atma, you are Sarvagata Atma, you are non-dual Atma, you are the reality, you are the non-dual reality. What about the Prapancha? Where is the Prapancha? Prapancha is only Mithya. You are Satyam, Prapancha is Mithya. Why? Because without you, prapancha doesn't have independent existence. But you exist without the prapancha. When the prapancha is there, you are there. The prapancha is not there also, you are there. When the prapancha was not there also, you were there. When the prapancha comes into manifestation also, you are there. Prapancha again becomes unmanifest also, you are always there. Where are you? So you are always there. You are Chaitanyam Brahma. Therefore, you are Satyam. Remember this. You are Adhishtanam. You the consciousness. Isn't it? Chaitanya Atma is the Adhishtanam. You are Adhishtanam. You are Satyam. You are Sarvagata Atma. You are Asanga Atma. You are then Nandu Advaya Atma. You are there. The whole Prapancha is you. You are not the prapanchaha. You, the Chaitanya Atma, are not the prapanchaha. The whole prapancha is you. So, prapancha is not satyam. Prapancha is mithya. But you don't see that. So, prapancha is the outside of you, inside you now. Prapancha is you. It is not outside of you. You see the whole prapancha in yourself. But it appears as though it is outside, appears real because of the sleep of ignorance, mayaya. Then, on waking up from the sleep of ignorance, just as the person who is asleep on waking up discovers the whole dream being not outside of him, the dream being not real, dream being the very himself, the waker, similarly, when you wake up from the sleep of ignorance of the self, isn't it? You understand what now? You see the whole prapancha being you and whole prapancha being not real, mithya. You see yourself being, you see yourself being non-dual reality, which is non-separate from the whole prapancha. You see the prapancha being non-separate from you. So, yasakshat kurute, prabodha samaye, swatmanameva dvayam. So, yaha sakshat kurute. His sakshat kurute is very, very important. Sakshat Krute means, you should not say, I know the Atma. You should not say, I understand the Atma. You can't say, I have experienced Atma. You can't say, I have realized Atma. You can only say, I myself am the Atma. When you say, I am the Atma, Atma is not at all an object, it is very you, the subject. So, Sakshat Kurute means what now? One who recognizes the fact that I am the Atma. One does not recognize Atma. One who recognizes the fact, I am Atma. One's own self being Atma. Yaha Sakshat Kurute. This Jivaha, when he was ignorant, he saw the universe as though it was within himself, but as though it was outside of him. Just as one sees the dream world outside of oneself while dreaming, that such a person, on waking up from sleep, yaha sakshat kurute, what now? He recognizes the fact of one's own self being pure consciousness, not the body, mind, sense complex. One sees oneself being non-dual consciousness when prabodha samaye, on waking up from sleep of ignorance. How does he see? Svatmanam advayam pashyati. Prabodha samaye, on waking up, Atmanam, Swatmanam, his own self, he sees as what now? Advayam, as non-dual. He sees himself being non-dual. For which one should wake up from sleep of ignorance. Is it clear? And one, the person who is still sleeping is not capable of waking up other person who is sleeping. Therefore, here, the person who is able to wake up other people who are in sleep of ignorance is the one who has already awake to the reality, who has woken up from sleep of ignorance. Such a person is, who now? The one here. Yas sakshat kurute prabodha samaye svatmanameva dvayam. One who sees one's own self being non-dual on waking up from sleep of ignorance. Such a person is what now? Is my teacher, the Guru Murtihi. The teacher, one who is in the form of teacher. And this teacher is none other than Dakshinamurtihi. So, unto the Dakshinamurti, who is in the form of the teacher and who is what now? Who is woken up from the sleep of ignorance and who is waking up others from sleep of ignorance. Is it clear now? This is the meaning of the first verse. You can't directly see the Tvampadartha there. You have to understand only individual, the ignorant individual. Then, as a wise person, jnani individual, the jnani being a guru also. The guru is another than Dakshinamurtihi. You look at it, and this is the first verse. Is it clear now? We'll see the whole verse now. We'll chant it, so we'll go to second one now. Yaha, okay, I have to tell this one. Yaha, he who sakshat kurute recognizes the self. Dakin is the fact of self being pure, one's own self being consciousness. One who recognizes the fact of one's own self being pure consciousness. Through teaching, isn't it? Through understanding. The teaching helps him recognize the fact of his own self being consciousness. Therefore, I don't say he recognizes the self. One who has recognized, ascertained the fact of one's own self being pure consciousness. The lakshartha of aham being consciousness. Therefore, yaha sakshat kurute prabodha samaye, time of waking up, on waking up, elumbuludhu, elhindra samayathil, ariyama ennum, தூக்கத்திலிருந்து விழிக்கும் பொழுது எஸ் சாக்ஷாத் குருதே பிரபோத சமயே சாக்ஷாத் குருதே பிரபோத சமயே. So when he recognizes the fact of self being pure consciousness, he understands self being non-dual reality. Advayam. So Atmanam Advayam Sakshat Kurute. He recognizes the fact of his own self being non-dual consciousness. Non-duality of the consciousness. Listen now. So Atmanam Advayam Sakshat Kurute. He recognizes what? He recognizes the fact of his own self being pure consciousness, which is non-dual. Non-dual reality. Unto that, tasmai, to him, to that, Guru Murtaye, the teacher, Guru Murti, wise person who is in the form of teacher, unto him, who is none other than Dakshinamurtihi, who is manifestation of Dakshinamurtihi, unto him, idam namaha, this salutations, okay, this prostrations, indavanakam, tasmai Guru Murtaye, Sri Dakshinamurtaye, idam namaha, this salutations. We chant the first verse, then I'll go to the next verse. Vishwam Darpa, because I want all of you to know every word and memorize this verse, and as you chant the beautiful verses all the time, every verse is very, very deep and highly significant, and just dwelling upon the meaning of this verse itself will be very good. It's worth dwelling upon again and again and again. Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagare Tulyam Nijantargatam.
Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagare Tulyam Nijantargatam. Pashyannatmani Mayaya. Bahirivodbhotam yatha nidraya. Yasakshat kurute. Prabodha samaye, Swatmanam eva dvayam, Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam. Shri Dakshinamurtaye.
Okay. Are you all in a mood to go to the next verse? Okay. Many people were not here last class. That is why I went back to the verse. Otherwise also I would love to do, you know, I love repetition. And here, this verse deals with Tatpada Lakshyartha. Tatpada Lakshyartha is what? Parama Atma. We have already, the first verse dealt with Twampada Lakshyartha, Jivatma. So, Jiva Atma is what? Consciousness, originally. Now, Tatpada Lakshyartha, the implied meaning of the Tat, word Tat, in the Mahavakyam, is what now? Parama Atma. So, this verse deals with Paramatma. Paramatma means what? Brahma Chaitanyam. Brahman. Paramatma is Brahman. Later on only, Jivatma Paramatma Yoho Aikyam, the marriage between wedlock between Jeevatma and Paramatma, Tirukalyanam, will take place only in the next verse. Okay? And now you have only what now? First is you have only simple Paramatma. What is Paramatma? And here, Shankara Bhagavad Pada wants to establish Satkarya Vadaha. You know, Satkarya Vadaha. Because there is also Asatkarya Vadaha, isn't it? But he is Satkarya Vadaha, he wants to establish. Many people, I mean people of different schools of thought, they all have worked hard to understand the concept of existence. They all have worked so much, a lot. Here, the Satkarya Vadaha means, I had to give an example also. In Chandogya Upanishad, there is one particular portion wherein it is said, Sad eva saumya idam agre asit. You have been shifted to higher standard class. Sat eva saumya idam agre asit. He saumya, this whole prapancha was originally just Brahman, the existence, Sat. And for this one line, isn't it? Shankaracharya Bhagavad Pada uses the clay and pot. That's why clay and pot always very famous. Clay pot. Clay and pot example is used. And he has given a long bhashyam on that also. The bhashyam runs 2 pages and wherein ghataha, 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 again and again he has to use the word ghata. And that's why the very bhashyam is called ghata bhashyam. Isn't it? The bhashyam on that particular thing is what? No, ghata bhashyam. So in the ghata bhashyam, thing comes. Okay, pot is there. And what was pot before the clay? Isn't it? So before the pot was made, there was clay. That is very well, very clear, isn't it? Clay is not created. Clay is already there, but this pot is what now? Now it is there as creation. You call the pot as what? Creation. Create out of clay. So the argument goes like this. Did the pot exist before or not? Did the pot exist before the pot was made? Clay was there, is okay. But did the pot exist before or not? So the pot has come out of an already existent pot, has emerged into, isn't it, a pot, or a non-existent pot has emerged into a pot. The pot which is here has emerged, isn't it, has come out. Already existent pot has come into being. An already non-existent pot has come into being. Some people will say, pot did not exist before, isn't it? It has come into existence newly. If you say that, it's called Asatkarya Vadaha. Asatkarya Vadaha means what now? The pot, non-existent pot, came into existence. Why? Because you can't say non-existent pot has come into existence. Because coming into existence means pot is born. The born verb, isn't it, is born, cannot go with a subject which is non-existent. What subject here? Pot is born, when you say, a non-existent pot has come into existence means, you say what? A non-existent pot is born. Isn't it? When you say non-existent pot is born, You understand why now Vedanta needs sharp intellect? Non-existent pot is born means, and Shankara Bhagavatpada says, it is not practical, it is not possible, it is improper. Logically also improper, grammatically also is improper, isn't it? It is not proper. Why? Because is born is a verb which cannot have a subject which is non-existent. Therefore, non-existent pot cannot come into existence. Another question comes, can existent pot come into existence? Existent pot also cannot come into existence because already existent, how can it come in, need not come into existence. Isn't it? So, an existent pot also cannot come into existence. A non-existent pot also impossible for it to come into existence. Therefore, you know, pot is what now? That means, what is it? What does it mean by saying creation? We say, the clay is uncreated, it's already there. The pot also is already there. Pot is just the nama rupa, which was not non-existent. It was only what now? It was unmanifest. The unmanifest name and form alone comes into manifestation. It's not the non-existent pot, but the unmanifest pot. The pot was, the Namarupa was existent, but how? Unmanifest. So what is creation now? Already unman, isn't it? Already existent, but unman in unmanifest form becomes manifest. This what was unmanifest comes into manifestation. So coming into manifestation of the unmanifest is Srishtihi. I'm repeating it now. Why? We already studied in Drit Drishya Viveka. Again it is coming second time. It's called is what now? Srishtihi. Therefore, this Gata, then we say nothing is created newly. It is it. The what was already unmanifest, there is a substratum which is beginningless, endless and changeless. In that substratum, there is already what? The Namarupa unmanifest, and that unmanifest only becomes manifest, which is called Srishtihi. And there is no real creation, only manifestation. And here we have to understand, similarly, this whole prapancha also. This whole prapancha also, what now? Was it created or not? Has been created. No? It is not created. It was only what now? Already unmanifest. And it has been brought to manifestation. When it is unmanifest, you have to understand many things. Unmanifest means what? It remains as one. The whole prapancha, varieties of things remain as one. When it is one, then things are what now? Not divided, not multiplied, not diversified. Things remain as one, or whole prapanchaha, which is spread out as many and differentiated, distinguishable from each other. This whole prapanchaha remained as what now? One. In unmanifest, when the whole prapancha was unmanifest, it was one. One means what? Undifferentiated. All these names and forms were what now? Undifferentiated. Nirvikalpam. ஜகத் நிர்விகல்பம், த ஹோல் பிரபஞ்சம் வாஸ் நிர்விகல்பம். ஐ டாட் ஏர்லியர் அவ்யாக்ருதம், அவ்யக்தம். ஜகத் வாஸ் நாட் வியக்தம். நவ் வாட் யூ சீ இஸ் வாட் நவ் வியக்தம் ஜகத். மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் வாட் வியக்தம் ஜகத், வியக்தா பிரபஞ்சா, தி மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் யூனிவர்ஸ். திஸ் வியக்தா பிரபஞ்சா வியக்தம் ஜகத் வாஸ் வாட் அவ்யக்தம், அன்மேனிஃபெஸ்ட். வென் இட் வாஸ் அன்மேனிஃபெஸ்ட், இட் வாஸ் ரிமைண்ட் ஒன் and one and undifferentiated, undivided, isn't it? Indivisible. Therefore, we say avyakritam. Avyaktam asit, avyakritam asit. So, this avyaktam, avyakritam, not only that, there was no knowledge, no, or something that I am. That knowledge also is not there. The world is, that knowledge also is not there. The whole prapancha was just one unmanifest, undifferentiated one. It was one. You can't imagine how it would have been when nothing was manifest, when everything was unmanifest. How it would have been if you want to visualize. But Shastram helps us come out. Only two examples are there. You know, one is space. Okay, to visualize. One example is what now? Your own deep sleep state. When you fall asleep, what is there for you? In deep sleep state, when you are snoring highly, making your presence, you know, very clear for others, what is there for you? For you, the nothing is there, isn't it? Nothing is there, nothing is divisible also for you. So here, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, the whole Jagat stays as one, indivisible, partless, isn't it? And also what now? Undivided, avyakritam, avyaktam, asit. Isn't it asti? The prapanchaha, avyaktaha, asit. Prapanchaha, avyakritaha, asit. One. What was there then? The whole prapancha was there means, as one, it was there as one means, how? It was there as one pure existence. Just pure existence. Sadeva saumya idamagra asit. The whole prapancha was like what? Sat eva asit. Pure existence alone was there. Very difficult to imagine, okay? You understand it. It's a fact. And here we say, this whole, now, everything when you say an object, here, mike is, when you say time is, space is, when you say every object is what now? With existence. In fact, existence is with every object. Mike is means what? Mike is a namarupa. Is stands for isness, which is existence. So, prapanchaha asti, prapanchaha is means manifest universe with existence. Isn't it? Manifest universe is means what now? Prapanchaha asti, when you say universe is existence, the universe stands for universe, manifest universe, and isness stands for what? Existence. Now, when it was unmanifest, existence alone was there. prapanchaha asti, when you say universe is, universe, the word universe stands for universe, word is stands for isness, which is existence. So now also, what now? Existence is in the form of jagat. Before, existence alone was with the unmanifest universe. When you say with the unmanifest universe, what I say, universe was unmanifest, existence alone was. Like clay alone was, pot was unmanifest. When the pot is manifest, again clay is manifest. Isn't it? Similarly, existence was, the universe was unmanifest. Existence alone was. And here Shankara gives a beautiful example here. Bijasya antaha. Say now. Bijasya antaha ankuraha iva. Ankuraha iva. How this universe was. Isn't it? How this universe was. Bijasya antaha ankuraha iva. Ankuraha means sprout. And bija means seed. We can always say, We always say this tree or the plant was inside the seed. That's a correct answer, no? But how do we say? Seed was there, mean what? A plant was in the form of the seed. Plant was inside the seed, but we can say what? Plant was in the form of the seed. Plant was before the plant, the sprout manifested and gradually it starts growing. All that was unmanifest becomes slowly, slowly, slowly becomes manifest, becomes a full-fledged tree. The whole tree which is manifest now, all that was already unmanifest in the form of a seed. Isn't it here? Only example. Seed. It was unmanifest. So the whole prapancha also was unmanifest. Bijasya antaha. Say now. Bijasya antaha ankuraha iva. Ankuraha iva. So this Paramatma, the absolute self, Brahman, the pure existence alone was, and the whole jagat was, when you say tree was the seed before, the whole prapancha was Brahman, was unmanifest in Brahman. Whole prapancha was unmanifest in Brahman. Like what? Like this sprout remains unmanifest in this seed. Bijam means seed. Bijasya antaha ankuraha iva. Like the sprout within the seed, the whole prapancha was unmanifest in Brahman. Only example, okay? The existence. Mean what? Existence alone was. When jagat is not there, existence is. Jagat is where? Within existence. Jagat goes, again existence is. Jagat comes into existence, again existence is where? In existence jagat is, in existence jagat resolves. In existence jagat becomes manifest, in existence jagat becomes unmanifest. Sat. In existence jagat exists. In existence jagat becomes manifest. In existence jagat becomes unmanifest. Therefore, what he says, நத்திங் எல்ஸ் வாஸ் தேர். எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் அலோன் வாஸ் தேர். பிரம்மன் அலோன் வாஸ் தேர். தட் மீன்ஸ் பிரம்மன் நாட் ஒன்லி தி மெட்டீரியல் காஸ் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ், உபாதான காரணம். பிரம்மன் ஆல்சோ ஈஸ் வாட் தி எஃபிஷியன்ட் காஸ் ஆஃப் த வேர்ல்ட், இன்டெலிஜென்ட் காஸ் ஆஃப் த வேர்ல்ட். Both the causes are Brahman, which you have studied where in your Mundaka Upanishad. We have seen the best example, Yatha Urnanabihi Srijate Grinnate Cha. The spider is the creator, maker and the material of its web. So also Brahman is both the intelligent and the material cause of this whole prapanchaha. உபாதான காரணம், நிமித்த காரணஞ்ச. ரிமெம்பர், உபாதான காரணம், நிமித்த காரணம். டீ பிரேக், கம் பேக், வில் டூ சேம் செகண்ட் வர்ஸ். ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஃபினிஷ் செகண்ட் வர்ஸ் டுடே. ஓகே. ஓம்.